Christian parents must exit public schools. For years, conservatives have asserted that homosexuals are pursuing children, and for years, homo activists have mocked that claim. Due to either their profound ignorance or their commitment to deception as a tactic for advancing their pernicious goal of normalizing homoeroticism, homo activists misrepresented what conservatives were claiming. Homo activists falsely claimed that conservatives were worried that homo activists would try to, quote, turn children gay, end quote, when in reality, conservatives were claiming that homo activists were feverishly working through every cultural institution to eradicate conservative views on the nature and morality of homosexuality. In other words, homo activists were pursuing the hearts and minds of other people's children. The same goes for trans activists who, like homo activists and their ideological allies, are hell-bent on using public schools to pursue the hearts and minds of other people's children. These activists are using public school to teach other people's children that homoeroticism and gender confusion are something to be celebrated. They teach them that there is no difference between a marriage between a man and a woman and an anti-marriage between two people of the same sex. They teach them that expressing the belief that homoerotic activity or cross-dressing or bodily mutilation are wrong is equivalent to bullying and the cause of teen suicide. They teach them that men can be mommies and women daddies. They teach them that to be loving, compassionate, and inclusive, they must lie by calling gender-pretending peers or teachers by opposite-sex pronouns, and they must be willing to relinquish their privacy. They have them read plays, novels, and essays with obscene language that depict deviant sexuality positively. They teach them that every person who believes homoeroticism and co-ed locker rooms are wrong are hateful, which of course includes many children's beloved parents. Christian parents, charged by God to train up their children in the way they should go, have no biblical warrant for placing their children all day, all year in schools that refuse to recognize the immutability and profound meaning of sexual differentiation, particularly as it relates to modesty and privacy. No Christian should teach in an institution that requires them to facilitate the body and soul-destroying fiction that humans can be born in the wrong body. No Christian teacher should refer to boys and girls by opposite-sex pronouns. If they do, they teach all students that the trans ideology is benign at best, if not good. They teach all children that participating in the grievous fiction that subjective feelings about one's sex have greater value and import than one's objective immutable sex is morally justifiable. Hawaii just issued guidelines that direct schools on how trans-identifying students should be accommodated. The guidelines include the false claim that Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibit discrimination based on gender identity and gender expression. They do not. They prohibit discrimination based on sex, and sex did not then, nor does it now, include gender identity or gender expression. Here are additional guidelines. 1. Schools should accept a student's gender identity based on nothing more than his or her claim. No medical or mental health diagnosis, no treatment is necessary. 2. For students who will be pretending to be the opposite sex at school, there should be a meeting with school officials. Parents need not be included or notified about the meeting or the student's action. This directive applies to elementary, middle, and high schools. 3. Trans-identifying students should be allowed access to opposite-sex restrooms, locker rooms, and hotel rooms on overnight school-sponsored trips. 4. Schools should not require trans-identifying students to use single-occupancy restrooms or locker rooms. 5. Schools should not share the true sex of trans-identifying students with students of the opposite sex whose privacy the trans students are invading. nor may they share this information with these students' parents. So a girl who pretends to be a boy should be able to use the boys' restrooms, where boys use urinals, and no parents may be notified. 6. Schools should make special accommodations for normal students who don't want to share restrooms and locker rooms with peers of the opposite sex. In other words, normal girls will be forced out of girls' restrooms and girls' locker rooms so that boys with a mental disorder may use them. 7. Trans-identifying students should be allowed to play on opposite-sex athletic teams. 8. Students should be permitted to cross-dress at school. And 9. School staff and faculty should use the preferred pronouns of trans-identifying and gender non-conforming students. Minnesota has just issued similar guidelines, but include this startling statement regarding restrooms, locker rooms, and hotel accommodations for overnight trips, and I quote, "Privacy objections raised by a normal student in interacting with a transgender or gender nonconforming student may be addressed by segregating the student, raising the objection, provided that the action of the school officials does not result in stigmatizing the transgender and gender nonconforming student," end quote. So, what exactly will happen if trans-identifying students feel stigmatized when normal students of the opposite sex don't want to share restrooms or locker rooms with them? Will normal students be forced to share private facilities with persons of the opposite sex? The purportedly Catholic Governor Chris Christie just signed a bill into law requiring schools to allow co-ed restrooms and locker rooms and requiring teachers to refer to trans-identifying students by opposite-sex pronouns. Will theologically orthodox Christians comply? Will they bear false witness by pretending that boys are girls or vice versa? The government is requiring them to speak falsehoods to and in the presence of children. Will they render unto Caesar that which is not Caesar's? Unfortunately, for the countless children and teens who attend public schools, the 2017-2018 school year is just around the corner. And like dirty old men in trench coats lying in wait to expose children to sordid things, so too await public school administrators and teachers to do likewise. Unlike perverts who lurk in darkness, however, these government employees have no shame. They do their dirty work of exposing children to wickedness openly and call it love.